55,000 use write-in option in Pennsylvania Democrat primary amid anti-Biden campaign. By Nick Gilbertson on April 24, 2024. Tens of thousands of Pennsylvania Democrats cast write-in ballots in Tuesday's presidential primary amid the National Uncommitted Movement protesting President Joe Biden and his handling of the Israel and Hamas war and his initial, but now waning, support of Israel. NBC News reported that at least 55,611 Democrat primary voters chose the write-in option, with 96% of the vote reported as of Wednesday morning. This accounts for 5.3% of the vote, while Representative Dean Phillips, DMN, took 6.5%, and Biden garnered 88.2%. As there was no uncommitted option on the ballot in Pennsylvania, local organizers with the uncommitted PA group encouraged voters to write in the phrase. A second group leading an anti-Biden effort in Pennsylvania protesting his handling of the war encouraged voters to write in "No Joe," as the Philadelphia Inquirer noted. It remains to be seen how many of the votes tabulate to uncommitted or "No Joe," and it could take weeks before a final answer on that front, the Inquirer reported early Wednesday morning. However, in six key counties the number of write-ins tripled compared to 2020 to around 36,000 when 87% of the vote was reported, the outlets Julia Taruso and Jason Lowe reported. Philadelphia County. 2024, 14,330. 2020, 2,515. Allegheny County. 2024, 13,223. 2020, 6,253. Montgomery County. 2024, 3,161. 2020, 1,843. Delaware County. 2024, 2,104. 2020, 844. Bucks County. 2024, 1,880. 2020, 1,215. Chester County. 2024, 1,440. 2020, 947. The uncommitted PA coalition, which the Democrat Socialists of America headed up, aimed to have 40,000 uncommitted write-ins in the primary on Tuesday. It remains to be seen how many of the write-ins are no-joe and uncommitted. But, hypothetically, if 55,611 was the total write-in share, it will increase, as 4% of the vote remains to be counted as of this writing. No Joe or uncommitted would need just 71% of the share to meet the 40,000 protest vote goal. For reference, that goal is roughly half the 81,660 vote margin Biden beat former President Donald Trump by in Pennsylvania in 2020, after Trump won the state over twice-failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton in 2016. The number would be on par with protest votes seen in other states, including the 45,914 uncommitted votes in Minnesota on Super Tuesday, accounting for 1 in 5 primary voters. After Biden became the presumptive nominee, he was hit with another blow when 48,812 Wisconsin voters selected the uninstructed option. Both of those followed the 101,430 protest votes in Michigan, where the uncommitted campaign started with "Listen to Michigan" and sprouted into a national movement that included Arab Americans, Muslims, young voters, and far-left progressives. Days after the Wisconsin primary, Biden demanded an immediate ceasefire on the phone with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, which makes the forthcoming results of this write-in campaign so consequential. Some in the movement, especially Muslim and Arab American voters, have indicated they will never return to Biden, and the campaign's persistence at rates similar to Minnesota and Wisconsin in the swing state of Pennsylvania, even after Biden's demand to Netanyahu, would mean severe trouble for his campaign. The uncommitted PA website even emphasizes, "Let's show the Democratic Party and Biden that they're actively losing their base that they need to win the 2024 election by not calling for a ceasefire." Before the Michigan primary, New York Times columnist Charles Blow caught up with Arab American and Muslim leaders in Michigan, where a pair of leaders with the Council for American Islamic Relations, CAIR, indicated they would never return to Biden. CARE Michigan's executive director Dawood Waleed said that for most Muslims, anything short of Biden resurrecting 29,000 dead Palestinians like Jesus would mean that they will never vote for him again, Blow wrote. Palestinian American Nihad Awad, who co-founded the organization, made clear he did not like former President Donald Trump but said, "I'm going to live under Trump because I survived under Trump because he's my enemy." Adding, "I cannot live under someone who pretends to be my friend."